Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, about a decade ago, there was a song on the country radio that I really liked. The then up-and-coming singer Rodney Atkins sung about a father and a son, and the chorus, it went like this. He said, I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We've got cowboy boots and camel pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I want to do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Like father, like son. Ain't it true? The fact is that children are very much like their fathers and mothers. Karen and I love to watch this in our kids. Oh, that is definitely you, dear. That is you, Brent. I'm sure you do it as well with your kids, or your parents did it with you. It's not only their actions, but it's also their physical and emotional traits, attitudes, dreams, and abilities. People say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Dennis Weiss thought so. Dennis Weiss imitated. He was such an Elvis Presley fan. Oh, he so admired Elvis Presley that not long after Elvis died, he underwent facial surgery so that he could look like Elvis, and he had his hair contoured so to resemble his hero. During an interview, Dennis said, "Presley is my model. He has been my idol. Ever since I was 5 years old, I have every record he has ever made twice over. I have pictures in the thousands. I have books, magazines, pillows, even a couple books in Chinese and Japanese. I have tree leaves from the tree that is in front of his house. When Elvis was wearing white boots, I went out and bought white boots." And then he admits he never met Elvis Presley, but he saw him on stage 4 times. Dennis Weiss imitated Elvis Presley. Many of you know that this past week I was in Florida. I spent the week with my parents, just my parents and I, and I worked on my dissertation proposal, and I also, at the end of the week, got to participate in my nephew's confirmation and actually was able to confirm him myself and question all the confirmands. It was a joyous occasion, but throughout the week, I got to participate in my parents' daily routine. Their weekly routine, which includes Tuesdays at Red Frog McToad's for lunch, Thursday mornings at Leroy's Cafe for breakfast, and Sundays the Oasis, although we went Monday morning instead. With the routine comes familiarity. And the waitresses, they're their friends. They see them week in and week out and talk about their lives together. And one of the waitresses looked at me and said, "I could tell you're his son. You look just like him." I don't know if that's a compliment to my dad or what, but some people say you have your father's eyes. Others say you have your father's sense of humor. And our Father in heaven wants us to look like him. In fact, he wants us to be perfect like him. Our Father in heaven even makes us perfect like him, just as he is perfect. Well, some fathers like to say that they're perfect. A father during an argument shouted, "I am a model father." "Yes, dear," calmly said the wife. And the dictionary defines a model as a small imitation of the real thing. Human fathers often fall short, tragically short, of the kind of love that God intends. But God's perfect love is the real thing. We, you and I, are children of God, of our Heavenly Father. We are children of God, not by our natural birth, but by our rebirth in holy baptism. by our natural birth, we are only enemies of God, orphaned and estranged from Him. But by His grace, not only are we His children, we are adopted by Him, by spiritual adoption, which He initiated and completed. Then what was God's motive in choosing us? Did He look into the future and foresee our obedience and our faithful to Him? Faithfulness to Him? No. John tells us plainly that God's only motive is His lavish love. Not our obedience, and not our response to that love, but solely His grace and mercy caused Him to adopt us. By His grace, we are just like our Father in heaven, like Father, like Son and Daughter. And as God's children, we do want to be like Him. The human model for our purity is our brother Jesus Christ. We see Him. And in Him, we see what it means to be pure in motive, in speech, in action, in thought. Not only is Jesus the model for our purity, but He is also the means of our purity. God's command to be perfect is accomplished for us as a gift in Jesus Christ. And God works in us so that when we stand before Him on the last day, we will be perfect. He makes us pure, even as He is pure. We who are children of God are, by grace, purified by the blood of Christ. Like Father, like Son and Daughter. A motorist was arrested for speeding while driving through a small community. And the judge told him that he had the option of paying for his ticket with cash or by giving a pint of blood at the local blood bank. The motorist chose the latter. And when he brought the receipt for the blood to the judge stamped his ticket with "paid with blood." And the motorist was released. We who are children of God are purified by the blood of Jesus from all sin. It purifies us, and it makes us His children. And because we are God's children, He makes us like Himself. Aware of His return, we live as His children now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not someday, but now. We live as His children now. We choose to live like God when we do what is right. When we live just like God, we imitate God's righteousness. And the children of God resist sin just as God opposes sin. Are you opposing sin? Are you resisting sin? Or are you just simply saying, that's who I am. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't help it. As God's children, we resist and we fight. But when we fall, and we will, when we fall, we confess. We confess to our Heavenly Father, and we are forgiven. Yes, God's children live like God and also love like God. We love one another as Christ loves us, even ready to lay down our life for our brothers and sisters. A man had been beaten in an alley, and a pedestrian heard his cries and rushed to help the victim. Later in the hospital, the victim said to the rescuer, "When I saw you coming to help me, I thought you were Jesus." The rescuer replied, "When I saw you lying there in need, I thought you were Jesus." That's the way it is with God's children. We respond to those in need as Jesus would, not only with words and thoughts, but also with actions and in truth. Like Father, like Son and Daughter. You know, it reminds me of another song, a folk song from 1974, Cats in the Cradle. At the beginning of the song, the son promises, he'd say, "I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know, I'm going to be just like you." And then the end of the song, the father realizes, As I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. See, as baptized children of God, in our confirmation promises to not fall away even unto death, we live each day trying to be like our Father. Father, I want to be like you. Like Father and Son, like Father and Daughter. Let us be like you, Father. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do His will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.